sort of busy right now.
Don't tell me. You saw Les Huguenots, my favorite French opera.
You saw Croissant, my favorite French pastry.
You went to Burger Bell, my favorite French fries.
Mmm, delicious. No, it wasn't any of those. We saw a parade!
Oh, was that today?
There were balloons and clowns and a marching band.
But the best part was a parade of people who've done amazing things. There was an astronaut.
And a firefighter and a police officer.
And a doctor who saved people's lives.
We should have a parade of important people for our show. Like the guy who invented French fries.
Golden and delicious.
That's an interesting idea. Laura, did you like the parade?
Yeah, it was fun. But
what, Laura? Do you not enjoy balloons?
Or clowns?
Or parades of really important people who've done really important things?
Oh, no. All those things are fine.
It's just what, Laura?
Well, God wants us to do good things that help others.
And?
It just made me wonder. If God had a parade of all the people who are important to Him, would I be in it?
You know, Laura, I just read a letter from someone with a question a lot like yours.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Dear Bob and Larry, in school I learned there are more than 7 billion people in the world, and lots of them are really important. With so many people, does God even know I'm here? Does He even care about me? Your friend, Veronica.
Wow. Is that how you feel, Laura?
Yeah, what Veronica said.
I haven't had a chance to do anything big yet because I'm still a kid. But when I'm grown up, I'm going to do something really important.
But what if we don't? What if I never do anything really important? Does God care about me even if I'm not someone important?
Petunia, do you have an answer for us? We got a couple of minutes before Mr. Nezzer comes in and says...
30 seconds to curtain, Bob. Hope you got something good.
Oh, dear. Well, cue the theme song.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show.
On stage.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
For every age.
It's the VeggieTales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie Tales. It's the VeggieTales Show.
Okay, we really need to figure out how to answer Laura's and Veronica's questions.
Let me see if I've got this. Laura is wondering, if God had a parade of people that were important to Him, would she be in it?
Right.
And Veronica wonders if God really cares about her, since there are so many important people on the planet.
Right.
Are we all important to God? Does He love us all? Even if we're not doing big important things?
Yes, that's the question we need to answer.
He's got a firm grasp of the question.
Oui, but how about the answer?
Not so sure about that. Of course I have the answer. Am I not the world's smartest decorative gourd?
Not a terribly high bar.
Wait, aren't we also decorative gourds?
I always thought of you as a butternut squash.
Butternut?
Do you or don't you have a segment for us?
Of course I do. Come on, kids. Uncle Lent needs you on stage.
Welcome, friends, to Mr. Lent's Circus of Friendly Fun, where Junior takes a nap and Laura becomes important.
I take a nap?
I become important?
Junior, you look like you could use a nap.
Not really.
How would you like to take a nap in a beautiful birdhouse?
Not really tired.
Sure you are. Just climb this ladder to your birdhouse home.
Okay.
But first, put on this helmet.
Why do I need a helmet to take a nap?
No reason. That will become apparent later. Laura, you want to be important, right?
I guess so.
Use this net to catch butterflies.
Catching butterflies is important?
Maybe not.
But what if you use this net to catch Junior?
Why would I need to catch Junior?
Because Junior isn't in a birdhouse. He's in a cannon!
Wait, you're gonna shoot me out of a cannon?
And Laura is going to catch you, making her very, very important.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I was hoping it was just my imagination.
This is gonna be exciting!
What if I don't catch him? I'll land in another net, right?
That wouldn't make Laura very important. Laura, if you don't catch Junior, he will hit this target and fall into this. A cage containing a live alligator! Oh no, this is not happening. Begin the countdown! You can't shoot Junior out of a cannon, but saving Junior's life will put Laura in the important people parade. How do we stop this thing? Maybe try Control-Alt-Delete? It's not working!
We don't want to be that important!
Maybe it's Option-Command-Backspace-Shift?
Then we gotta get Junior out of there.
Help! I don't want to be alligator food!
Junior, jump! I'll catch you!
I'll help you, Bob!
Oh, dear.
I gotcha, Bob! I don't gotcha! Help!
I suppose we should help him.
My liability insurance does not cover wild animals.
It was quite a performance, though, wasn't it? We really gave them their money's worth.
No more animals. Now get back out there and finish the show.
Okay, I almost died, and we still haven't learned what it takes to be important to God.
Surely there's a Bible story that could help?
A story about being important to God? Sure, I got one.
Pa, where have you been?
Senior special at the buffet. All you can eat shrimp and ice cream, which do not go well together at all.
What happened to you?
Never mind that. Tell us about your story.
Yeah, does it have animals?
Yep, a bunch of them in a giant sheet.
I'm out.
Do they have to be real animals?
Oh, no, they can be props. And Archie, you're in. In fact, you're the lead.
Oh, that sounds important.
Let's do this. Way back in the time of the New Testament, there were two men. The first man's name was Cornelius.
Hi, I'm Cornelius.
Cornelius loved God.
I do. I love God.
But he wondered if he was important to God.
There are so many people, and some of them are very important. Does God even know I'm here? Does he care about me?
It was a good question, which we will get to a little later.
Okay.
The other guy we need to meet was named Peter, and he was about to climb up on a roof.
If anyone needs me, I'll be on the roof, praying.
If you wanted to be alone, sometimes the roof was the best place to be.
Oh, look, my old frisbee and my soccer ball. I should come up here more often. Well, time for prayer.
Jesus had gone back to heaven, and Peter was in charge of telling his story to everyone. Peter was a Jew, one of the children of Israel. And he was very excited to tell all the other Jews about Jesus. He prayed that God would help him.
Lord, help me bring your good news to the important people, the ones you care about the most.
And while Peter was praying, something unusual happened. He had a dream.
The one about the giant rabbit on roller skates?
No, not that one. Look over there!
Oh, my! It's a huge sheet filled with animals!
Then a voice spoke to Peter and said,
"Get up, Peter! Take some animals and have them for dinner!"
Peter was very hungry.
I am very hungry.
And a barbecue sounded great. but there was something about those animals.
Lord, all these animals are unclean.
You see, God had given the Israelites two big lists of animals, clean and unclean. They could only eat animals from the clean list. These animals were from the unclean list.
I have never eaten anything unclean.
Then the voice said something surprising.
Do not call unclean what God has made clean.
I'm sorry, what?
And with that, the dream was over.
What was that about unclean animals being clean?
Just then, the doorbell rang.
Did they have doorbells in the Bible?
Just go with it.
Yes?
Hello! We are looking for Peter!
Oh, I'm Peter.
We work for a man named Cornelius.
He would like you to come to his house and tell him your news.
Your good news!
Absolutely! I love sharing God's good news with the children of Israel, wherever they live.
Technically speaking, Cornelius is not,
ready for me?
No, he's not,
awake? What are you trying to say?
He's not a Jew!
Beg pardon?
He is not one of the children of Israel. He is a Roman.
A Roman? Peter didn't know what to say. Romans were the enemies of the Jews. They were unclean.
As a Jew, I'm not even supposed to enter a Roman house. They are unclean, and they will make me unclean. Romans are not the important people God loves.
Then he thought about his dream.
Do not call unclean what God has made clean.
Wait. Is this what my dream was about? God wants me to bring the good news to more than just the children of Israel?
Is God's good news for everyone, or just the important people? And what makes someone important to God anyway? Peter didn't know what to do.
I don't know what to do.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
What will Peter do?
I still don't know.
How about now?
Not any closer.
We'll find out what Peter decides to do right after this break.
Excuse me, coming through.
Good heavens, what is that?
We finally got that alligator back in its crate. I gotta take it over to the shipping dock.
Hey, Bob, have you seen the alligator from the first sketch? I've been looking everywhere for him.
Yeah. Well, I'm afraid your alligator has been put here in a crate for transportation to the zoo. It's the best that we can do with a creature that atrociously attacked me so ferociously. It's time to see you later to this crazy alligator.
But Bob, I feel very close to the alligator. We have so much in common.
You do?
Sure. It's plainly seen that we're both green and we're both a little bumpy. We get a little grumpy when we think about Barbara Manatee.
Really?
I'm just guessing about that one. We both have teeth, at least a tooth, and we agree that if we're loose, we'll play with bugs and then give hugs to everyone we see.
Hugs?
I'm pretty sure about that one. So can't you see that he and me are bound to be a cucumber and alligator family?
I've never heard of such a thing.
It's a new thing, like frenemies.
Right. But Larry, here's the truth. He is a hungry and a toothy little beastie. If he's loose, he just might turn on you and start to chew in nothing flat.
He would never do that. I don't want to see you later to my favorite alligator. He's really like a brother from another bumpy mother. So don't take my alligator on a truck or on a freighter. Leave him here with me so we can be a cucumber and alligator family.
You really want to do this?
I really want to do this.
Okay, he's all yours.
Oh, this is fantastic, Bob. Probably the best day of my life. It's you and me now, buddy. Let's just open up this crate and have a little hug. Bob?
Yeah, Larry?
You can take him to the zoo.
You changed your mind?
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Do you need a bandage?
Yeah, Bob.
That's why you never see a cucumber and alligator family.
When we left Peter, he was wondering if God really wanted him to bring the good news about Jesus to Cornelius, a Roman.
My dream has left me terribly confused, you see, for I thought the love of God was just for Jews like me to leave home and go with you to help a Roman, not a Jew. If that's what God is wanting me to do, well, then that's what I'll do. All right, let's go see Cornelius.
Fantastic!
So Peter set out to visit Cornelius. As they traveled, he explained how he knew he and his friends were very important to God. It was something that happened after Jesus went back up to heaven.
You see, we were all together praying, and suddenly God's Spirit filled the room.
What was this like?
Well, it was like a loud wind. And then, like little bits of fire appeared. And suddenly, we were speaking languages we didn't even know.
Amazing!
It was a miracle. And that's how we knew we were special to God. He gave us His Spirit to be with us forever. Of course, that's just for God's very special people. The ones He loves the most of all.
Aww. If only we all could be so special to God.
Hello, Cornelius.
My friends, Octavius and Tiberius. And here is my wife, Junia, and my dear brother, Flavius.
You are all very Roman.
Indeed we are, Peter. But we love the God of Israel, and we hope that His love is for us, too. Tell me, what news have you brought us?
Well, I do have news, good news, about Jesus, the Son of God. I'll tell you the news, but I'm not sure it will do you any good.
Oh, because we're not important?
Oh, dear. How do I put this? I didn't know exactly what to do, you see, for Cornelius, you know you're not a Jew like me. We're the special ones to God. Being here is kind of odd, though it cannot hurt to share the news. The benefit, dear boy, is for the Jews.
Peter, though I understand the point you make, I'm hoping in your thinking there's a small mistake. Did not God make everyone? For us all He sent His Son. Though I'm not a child of Israel like you, is it possible that we're all special too?
Peter figured there was only one way to find out. So he told Cornelius and his family God's good news. How Jesus had come to bring the kingdom of God. How He had died to pay for all the bad things we've ever done. And then come alive again to end death. So we can all live with God forever.
This really is good news.
Yes, it is. But I don't think it's for everyone. Just the people God loves the most.
I believe in this good news.
As do I.
And I.
And I.
Me too.
Yes, that's lovely. I just don't think you should get your hopes up. Not just everyone can be in God's parade of important people, you know.
Suddenly, something came upon them like a great wind. And then they started speaking new languages.
Hakuna Matata.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Konnichiwa.
Hola, Pepito.
A miracle sign! But this is the sign God gave to us, that His Spirit was with us forever. And He's given it to you, too.
Peter couldn't believe what he was seeing. He'd been wrong all this time.
God's love isn't just for some of us. It's for all of us. Everyone is important to God.
Everyone is important to God?
Everyone is important to God. Not because of what we do, but because He made us, and everything He makes is special to Him. Come on out, kids.
If God had a parade, who'd be in it?
Maybe Peter or Moses would begin it.
But would any of us find ourselves within it?
If God had a parade, who'd be in it?
Peter thought God's love was for the chosen few.
The special, important, and I don't mean you.
But Peter learned when it was done.
God's love is for everyone. Yay!
He made us, we're His daughters and His sons. So come and join the party, it has just begun.
never win it. You and you and you and you, we all would be within it.
If God had a parade, we all would be displayed. If God had a parade,
I'd be in it.
If God had a parade, you'd be in it. Well, I think we found the answer to our question. Right, Laura?
We sure did. I'm important to God because He made me. He loves me no matter what.
It feels like there's a verse about this, about God loving everyone, the whole world.
Yeah. What is that verse, Bob?
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
Not to fear, Tomato. Your verse angel is here.
Just in time, verse angel.
Here you go, Tomato. Remember, angels are everywhere.
Thank you, verse angel.
It's just John... Oh, never mind. John 3:16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only son. God gave his son so that whoever believes in him may not be lost, but have eternal life.
That's a good one, Bob.
It sure is, Larry. So remember, Veronica.
And Laura.
It doesn't matter what you can do or what you've done. God loves you just the way you are.
As we always say, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye!